Today's The Best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
How are we doing, folks? Look at you all out there. I can't see you and all, but and us in here now, ready to go with another Glory Days, a podcast. And now the thing about it, it's very important that I specify that it is Glory Days, okay, that you're listening to the PJ and Jim podcast, of course, you know, all connected with Radio Nova and all that sort of stuff, because I wouldn't like you to get confused, like, for example, just because PJ appears on every feckin' podcast there is nowadays.
There is at the moment.
Every time you turn around, he's appearing with somebody else on some other podcast, so, you know, I wouldn't like you to confuse it, like, very easy to get confused, because Jesus, he's on everything.
Yeah,
you know,
but that's...
Oh my God, talking... this and talking that and talking effing this and
but
that
this
and
coming
other.
From a fucking man who's hosting a Liverpool football club.
Excuse me, there'll be Irish legends there, but don't try and deflect, right? Look at you.
I am deflecting.
You're prostituting yourself around
just
to sell a few books.
Yeah, look at you wearing Liverpool jerseys and all.
I am not wearing a Liverpool.
You're wearing one right now.
I'm
on the campaign trail. I feel like a politician. Because, you know, the book is out and there's so much and there's live stuff happening again and everything. It's non-stop. So I've decided, you know...
I mean, slagging me about being a turncoat, which I am not, by the way. I am simply having to put food on the table by accepting a paid gig. But anyway, leaving that aside...
I mean, how is that different to me?
Well, the difference, I'm just saying, for you it seems to be okay. You promised you would never go on the road again.
I'm not doing stand-up ever again.
Ah, that's now you... And yet, two gigs in Vicar Street for next April available. Tickets available now on from Ticketmaster.ie.
14th to 25th of April, to be precise.
Two gigs in Vicar Street, and they'll probably be the first of many.
No. I actually decided yesterday to cancel the whole tour. So there's only going to be two. I'm not doing anything else.
Why?
Because... fuck it. And I hate, like, I'm not doing it. So,
right.
So and it's not even going to be stand-up. It's an evening of conversation and light-hearted jollyment about depressing things.
Right.
And other stuff.
So it'll be like going to see Mike Tyson, will it?
Yeah, it might be something like that. I don't know. I haven't written the end of the show.
Right.
So we're gonna,
have you written the start of it?
The start of it, I suppose, is in the book.
I'm
going to have to go a bit past that, though, because anyone that reads the book is going to go, wait a minute, hear this. So I have to go a bit past that.
Do some humans, hear you.
Yeah, but yesterday I cancelled the tour. I cancelled the tour yesterday. I can't, there's too much going on. I can't keep up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
well, what do you expect? If you've got new television series and documentaries and books and God knows what else will come along.
Swiss
along
rolls
way.
And all.
Swiss rolls.
Food, chicken going off.
Well, you're not
in
doing your own range of Swiss rolls, eh?
No, it's just going off. I need downtime as well. You know what I mean?
Actually,
you have loads of downtime.
That's true, because nobody wants me to do it.
Not at all. Jim loves retiring every day. For a little
mini
while.
Retirements. That's what Gary Neville called it.
Mini retirements. He's right, too.
That lasts like the length of a weekend.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's what you should do, actually. That's the secret. That's the way forward for you. Do things where you don't physically have to be there. So you should actually franchise out. Stuff.
Imagine, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I did that with Madhouse. The show Madhouse, the play was like that.
Yeah.
But then I realised I didn't. I still felt the pressure. Of it all.
Anyway, the book royalties will be just rolling in for
years.
There's
no royalties coming in.
Years.
There'll be no
royalties. And
then
when the film rights get sold, that's going to be amazing. That's going to be incredible.
Imagine, I can't see these things happening, to be honest.
There'll be the follow-up. How long do you have to wait before you do the follow-up to a book?
Another 40 years. It'll have to be
40.
Another... Well, it'll have to be... It was the first 40 years, isn't it? Or it's the first 48. So I'll be 100 and whatever, or nearly 100 by the time you get to
do
another book.
You can do them quicker than that. You could do them in like 5 or 10 year intervals.
Jeez, can you? Yeah, the last 5, like Jordan, she's written like 8 autobiographies and she's under 50. Like,
there you go.
That's
so
the way
your
to
house,
do it.
Your next one could be just Madderhouse.
Madderhouse.
Yeah.
My life with Jim McKay.
All the way up to Maddest House, which will be the finale.
Yeah, which I intend to do. How crazy and ridiculous I wanted to get in the end, in eventuality,
Yeah.
So it's all,
I can't believe
too much.
I can't believe you've decided to knock the tour on the head.
I have knocked it on the head. I have.
So you're basically saying
head,
that
yeah.
you don't care about the people of Ireland, you only care about the people of Dublin.
No, everyone that has a ticket is going to see a show. What are you talking
what
about?
What do you mean everybody that has... Oh, you didn't sell
Vicar
tickets?
From Vicar Street.
Oh, right, okay.
For the Vicar Street. No. Yeah. I haven't cancelled it as in sold tickets. I canceled
it. So listen, if you're listening...
So I owe apologies to people who have like put work in and then they'll stop. But I'll do it maybe another time.
Yeah, so basically if you're listening in Cork or Galway or Limerick or any places like that, he doesn't care about you. You're going to have to travel all the way to Dublin to see him perform.
Yeah, so can I get your leave card? I mean, what's wrong with getting on the train? Make a weekend of it.
So anyway,
like
so this publicity tour that you're on at the moment, right? It's taken in all sorts, is it?
Everything.
It's podcasts and televisions and radios and newspapers and...
It's just funny the way things go. So you have to say, like, it's a sliding scale because everybody wants some sort of exclusivity, you know? So what happens is you go, I'm doing the late-late, and the late-late's all right, no problem, but you're not allowed to talk to anyone first.
Right.
So you do the late-late, and then you do all the stuff that's just under the late-late. You know, all the national radios and all and the stuff and the cool stuff, you know, like our show, Jim. You know, the cool shit. You do the cool stuff with groovy characters like
you and
me.
That is amazing, isn't it, that the late-late would tell you that you can't, you know, talk about whatever.
Yeah.
Even on the show that you are the star
well,
of.
They well,
it's your show.
In fairness, they can't stop us doing it. But, you know, and then you do, like, you know, you do the big papers and all that sort of stuff. And
like
then
the grown-up ones and all.
The grown-up papers.
That have, like, that are too big to hold.
Those ones, yeah. Wow. The ones that you still get ink on your hands and everything. So you do them. And then, next step now is the podcast circuit. So you do the podcast circuit. And after that, then you do the regionals. You know, where it's like, man who just released book opening new centra in Enniskarty. You know,
please,
and you do that.
Please let that be the case.
Yeah, it'd be like that soon enough, yeah. It'd be like that soon
so
enough.
So are you constantly bumping into other people flogging their books?
A little bit. Yeah. You know what happened? Everybody during COVID wrote biographies because they had nothing else to be doing. You know, and they couldn't think it. There was nothing happening to inspire a story.
Because, like, Jason has his book out at the moment.
Yeah.
You bumped into Nicola Tallant.
Yeah.
The other night in the late, late.
Yeah.
Tony Houlihan, yeah. There was somebody else as well.
Brittany.
Yeah. Brittany. Unlikely you're going to bump into Brittany.
You never know. She
going
might...
along to do talking bollocks.
You never know. She might be rocking around.
She loves those lads.
She'd be on the higher end. She'd be in Dubray. She might be out walking around.
Hodges Figures.
The independent. Yeah, that's exactly where you'd find Brittany. Sipping a Prosecco at the back of Hodges Figures around the Michelin star cooking books, I
and
suppose.
And come here now, you have to give me an insight into what you get asked, right? Do you find it, like, say, for example, when you're dealing with the grown-up papers, you know, the big ones that are too hard to hold and everything, right?
Yeah.
But them, the questions they ask you versus the questions that, no disrespect...
Maybe when you
slide the scale a little bit.
Yeah,
you know,
well, there is.
To the podcast.
Yes, well, there's a difference.
Where every tool can have one. Like, look at this.
Well, yeah, well, I tell you, you're not far wrong. Sometimes, like when you do the Sunday Independent and all, you know, they ask questions. There's like probing questions. How would you have felt if, like, you know, they ask all about your life and to current affairs and events and the big events, the happy times of your life, they're looking for. The inner you.
Yeah.
And then you do some other stuff, like some other podcasts. They say, so would you prefer to be bald or grey? That was one of the questions I was asked.
That's amazing. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Somebody asked you that question.
They did, yeah. No, it was a feature of the show an ultimatum, in fairness.
I thought we were the bottom of the barrel.
I think it was a good question.
That might actually just be one smidgen above. What's your favourite colour?
Yeah. Would you prefer to be bald or grey? Apparently, they give sort of a weird, hard, a zinger question. They give all the time, the two lads, yeah.
Wow.
And I was like, well, you know something? I knew the answer straight away. Grey, absolutely grey.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be confused with that other idiot.
No, when someone tries to shoot Jim McCabe, I don't want to have any confusion that I might be the wrong person they were looking for.
Yeah,
absolutely.
At least when that hitman gets sent out, who am I killing? Am I killing the grey one or the bald one?
And they'll say, just give us two for one. Take them both out. That's what they'll say.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is a difference like that.
And do you feel yourself, like when you're, are you saying the same things over and over all the time?
I am, yeah. I'm starting to get sick of my own shite now.
Right.
Do you know that way? Like, because you have to keep reminding myself it's a different audience. Every time you do something, it's a different audience.
Yeah.
And then, that way.
And come here, have you done any fake crying or anything? That's very good for selling books.
I'm going to have to
You should have done
that.
A bit of fake crying.
No. Although, you know, when it's on the late late.
Telling a bit about the book or whatever and then just, you don't even have to really fake cry. You just kind of stop for a while. and then people listening because they can't see it, they think
you've
become emotional.
Well, I did the Late Late.
Very good.
And I did get a bit emotional on the Late Late. I know you didn't watch it. Why would you? But I was
out that day.
Yeah, in the pub around the corner.
Well, obviously.
If you had said, Jerry, turn on the telly, they would have. But no, not Jim. God forbid. No way. Not watching that flute me Friday night. I have to see the fucking Egypt on Monday morning.
It'd be fake crying and everything. Don't bother sticking it on. Leave it alone, probably.
And so I did get a bit emotional on the Late Late. And I went back home and Kelly goes, did you put that on? That's the first thing she asked me.
Yeah. I'd have probably said the same thing if I'd have seen it.
Yeah, she goes,
what'd you do with the fake crying thing?
Yeah, well, was that real? That's what she goes, I don't know if it was real. Was that real? I was like, yeah, well, it was real in that nothing happened. I just got a bit emotional, that's all.
I assume you were talking about food.
I was talking about being mad, though.
It's the only thing I've ever seen you get emotional about is food.
Yeah, imagine, yeah. That'd be great to be.
There's no mince pies left.
Imagine doing a podcast, though. And they're like, you're chatting away about everything. Deaths and mental health issues and all that. And then they say, and then you go, anyway, is there a sausage roll handy? No.
Oh, jeez.
It's been a long day. Long day.
Yeah, that's very true.
I'd love a sausage at a moment. If anyone could run out and get me one. If someone could run out and get me a sausage, the black coffee, that'd be fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Even an old bag of chips would do at this point.
The best thing of all would be is if you adopted the old fake crime and then just used it all the time. Like, literally, you know, same point in the story. You know, every place you went, every interview you gave.
Yeah.
Get the fake crying in there.
I imagine, yeah.
Ask me the one about me ma.
Yeah.
Just give me a second.
Here I didn't get it right.
Oh, give me a second.
What one?
I just have to poke myself in the face.
Yeah. Ask me one about Jim, I'll say. Ask me one about Jim McCabe. Imagine. Anything at all. Really, do you like working with Jim McCabe? Oh, Jesus, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
Oh man. I tell you something, fake crying does wonders. I tell you.
Yeah, do you reckon I mean? People do fake it? I'd say so. I suppose some people do. Yeah, they do just put it on. Yeah. There's a few interviews I can think of offhand where I was doubtful about. Yeah.
You just do that. You don't even have to. You know the way people say, like, you can't just cry on demand or whatever. You know, you can't. You don't have to worry about it. You literally just do the kind of. Sorry, just give me a second.
Yeah, just give me a minute.
And that's it there. People have, oh look, he's got an emotional.
Yeah. And you could be saying to yourself,
he's filling up.
I think I'll have Ben and Jerry's on the way home.
Exactly, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could be saying to yourself, this interview is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'd love a curry now. Oh, Jesus. Sorry, what was the question? I just got a little choked up there. What did you say?
Absolutely. Like, man, I tell you, we have
asking you about your time in hospital. Oh, Jesus, yeah. And then I'll be thinking, oh, God, I'll never forget the chicken in there. It was gorgeous.
Yeah. Remember that time I won a thing of Smarties?
Oh, geez, I'd love a thing.
And a face cloth. Remember that?
I'd love a tube of Smarties now. That'd be gorgeous.
Oh, man. So we're ticking boxes here now.
We've, nearly
so
there.
We've got the Young Offenders in the bag. We're waiting to see that.
Yeah, that's out
next
year. March? No, I don't know when it's out.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't know when it's out.
It's okay. This isn't live. Clint can edit that.
Oh, as I said, we don't know when it's out. March.
Yeah.
March. Maybe April.
We can have
but I don't know when it's out. Sorry, I'm coughing.
April or March. We can have one of those really dodgy edits, you know, mid-sentence. Yeah. You've got the Young Offenders going on. That's out. Anyway.
Yeah. So the Young Offenders is out. Next year I'll be doing a tour.
So that's in the bag. You've got the documentary. Do we know when that's coming out?
No, I'd say it's around March. Sometime with something else. At some point, not sure to be honest, but New Year anyway. Yeah, New
Year.
Books in the bag.
That's available now for a long time.
That's available now. It's been only a week.
No, I'm saying it will be available for a long time.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
As in, they're not going to pulp it too
early.
And
it's on the bestsellers list.
There you go.
Your motherfuckers need to read something better.
Last time we checked, it was number 7 on the overall bestsellers and number 3 in the bestsellers about comedians from Merino who wrote books about their life
and
who were inside for a while. That was number 3 in that chart.
Number 3 in that category.
That was very good.
And I was talking to the other two lads and they say they didn't even write a book.
So that's that. So what's left? So that's... And then the tour. That isn't happening. The tour that isn't a tour.
The two nights. The Vicar Street tour.
The Vicar Street tour.
Yeah.
That's next April.
Jesus, it's a lot.
I can't keep up.
And don't forget, I still have to go. It's lucky I have a care home to go into every day with you, isn't it? Lucky I have something to look after me.
You've got to fit your day job
from 6 till 10, it's lucky I can come in here and just lounge around and...
I actually think that's why I'm why I don't do anything else. I actually think I'm just too exhausted
listening
to you going on about your life all the time.
I don't blame you, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, God, yeah.
No,
I'm adding to that two babies. I mean, it's really not that busy at the moment in life, is it?
Yeah. Very good point. It's a very good point you make.
I don't suppose you want to watch two babies for a few months.
Anyway, moving on to some of the best bits during the week. You see, this ties in perfectly with one of our best bits, the shoulda, woulda, coulda. You know what I mean? All of these things that, you know, they were options at one stage.
They were.
You could have done it. Maybe you should have done it. You would have done it if...
If you had another goal.
But look, you know, we all have them. So we had a bit of a chat about that during the week. Also, one of our favourites, the subject of nicknames came up. And it wasn't even necessarily... Well, it didn't start off being necessarily the clever ones or whatever. Just the ones that... The real sort of everyday ones that, like, loads of people have. The most used, I suppose.
The most used, yes. Not the funniest ones, but the ones you hear all the time.
Yeah. And it's kind of a surprising one.
It's a bit surprising, too. Because, it comes out the end, we think we've cracked why they are on the list when they probably shouldn't be.
We had a chat about boring celebrities during the week. Another celebrity came out saying they're bored with their multi-millionaire, you know, world jet-setting lifestyle.
God loved them.
God loved them.
If I could trade places to spare them, I would.
That was my attitude. You, on the other hand, of course, naturally had to defend your own and come out in defence of wealthy celebrities.
It'll all become apparent when you listen to it. Why? I'm not exactly defending the billions and the boredom of the lifestyle.
Yeah. And also something that sadly is behind PJ and myself, our time as bad boys. Actually, what am I saying? I was never a bad boy. At least you had a motorbike. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I think, you know...
You were definitely...
I think I had a pair of cords when I was a kid.
Yeah, right. Jim's definitely a bad boy. I know he is. He always gets a sneaky packet of crisps in the petrol station and all.
I've had two Big Macs once.
He's not even going to tell anyone about it, though. You dare saying.
But anyway, bad boys, yeah, okay, great, but not for long. That's all we'll say about that.
Yeah.
And you'll find out
the
more.
The flame burns.
And your anus.
Which is supposed to be spectacular on Monday.
Oh, I tell you.
Of this I will say no more.
Yes, exactly. Watch out for your anus, is all we'll say. And we'll talk to you on the other side.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
There's sometimes something that is totally normal to some people feels totally unusual to other people. So most of us would hear this and think, oh yeah, I know what that feels like. But Jim doesn't know what anything else feels like. So basically, if you've ever felt swarmed and consumed by regret, endlessly thinking about what may have been if you just made different choices, or, you know, I mean, it can be anything. If you can think about a path in the road and you think, Jesus, why did you do that? You're bleeding thick. This is how Jim thinks all the time. And they reckon...
So what are they calling this?
They're calling it coulda, woulda, shoulda syndrome.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda syndrome. So, for instance, if somebody has broken up with someone, an ex, this is when most people feel it the most, right?
Right.
Not the only situation, but, you know, you break up with someone and you just can't get them out of your bloody head.
Right.
And you might have known the relationship was no more, or you weren't in love anymore, but you just... When the breakup happens, you're just like, why can't I stop thinking about it? Because round and round and around, and you start thinking, like, you know, I should have said this, I should have said this, and see you when you did that, I should have done this. Or I should have said, oh, how did it go so wrong? Or what? Coulda, woulda, shoulda syndrome.
Right.
That's what it is. Now, again, Jim is wondering, what's the syndrome? This is just life. This is just how you feel. No matter what, if Jim had fish and chips, he'd eat the fish first and says, I should have ate the chips first. It's just a constant coulda, woulda, shoulda.
But, yeah, literally driving somewhere, I'll get that. I should have gone down the other way. That's they're all going to get that.
Why don't I ever reverse in, Jim would be saying. Should I reverse in Monday just to see what it's like? Yeah.
You know, I mean, that. I would have thought that a lot of that would be, you know, I don't know, job related stuff, say. It's like, say, career choices.
It is a lot of it.
Whatever. There'd be all that sort of, I should have bloody put myself forward for that, or I should have tried. But, I should have sent your man a text.
Well, you're right. And you do. And let me tell you what's happening to you, right?
Yeah.
Physically, let me tell you what's happening to you. Your brain imaging studies show that people like yourself, Jim, or people suffering from the syndrome, it shows that the part of your brain that's responsible for short-term memory called the hippocampus, right? The hippocampus. Well, you have a very hyper hippocampus. So that's what's going on.
A hyper hippocampus?
You have a hyper hippocampus.
Wow.
So your regret brain is in a high alert all the time.
Yeah.
Just looking for something to regret.
even
all day long.
I must be one of those people who has things like future regrets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Regretting stuff in the future that hasn't even happened yet.
This, and by the way, I know that sounds funny what he just said, like it's impossible, but I have actually seen him do it, right? So we've talked about something that we've talked about something that has never happened to him, ever, has happened to a completely different person. We've listened to the story and thought, I go, geez, that's mad, the poor, and Jim goes, that'd be me now all over, that's exactly what I'd do. And he'd regret that, and it's never even happened.
On behalf of somebody else.
Oh yeah, that's me all over, that is. No, that's me, typical me. I do it, but it wasn't you. Ah, it might as well have been. So, and then he takes out his rope with a ball on the end of it and starts whipping himself around the room.
You make that sound a bit perverse. So you've got the shoulda.
Yeah, the shoulda.
Oh, no, the coulda. So that's obviously,
yeah.
That's kind of, I could have done that. So that's the regret, is it?
Yeah, that's the regret.
The shoulda done.
Well, not coulda, the woulda. So it's coulda, I could have done this. That's what right. I didn't do. The woulda, if I had the chance, I would do this.
Right.
Again, if I had the chance, this is what I would do.
Right.
And the should, this is what I should do about it all, but I never will. Because yeah. I'm a hopeless case. Coulda, woulda, shoulda. What's the point?
But come on, all joking aside now, come on.
Yeah.
Tell me that, is that not the human condition? Surely you must have that.
No.
Even sometimes.
I had it and I went to hospital. So I don't know how you do it every day. You know.
Right. You had it to get rid of it.
I had to get rid of it, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Okay.
That's why Jim is gas. Even if I went to the hospital and he goes, oh, I could have done that ages ago. Would have done it now if it started years ago. Should probably do something about it. What's the point?
Oh, man.
What's the point of going to hospital when I can just tie a knot in a big ball?
I genuinely can't believe they're only saying that this is a syndrome now.
Yeah, I know.
To me, I think surely everybody in their life goes through the old... I mean...
Oh, we do. Everyone does.
Some lad you've met in a pub somewhere that gave you the old diversion of kind of, I could have been...
Could have been
I'll
this
tell you something. I could have actually been the Lord Mayor, believe it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was sitting here one day and a fella came in and says, you could play for Liverpool. I says, you know something? I'm happy out. I don't want to do it. He says, he did. He says, I look like a goal scoring goalkeeper. He says, very few of them. Anyway, I was happy at the time. Fell in love with the young one. She's gone now.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Have you ever been in one of those situations where you've known somebody, right, for a really, really long time?
Yeah.
And not known their name?
I'm in that situation right now with loads of people.
Yeah. Like who, for example?
Can I? I don't know the answer.
How do you? You just know their faces. But
I know their face. I have a name for them. Like, you know, whatever. Banger. Here's Banger. What, you know?
Banger.
Like, yeah, whatever it is.
Banger.
Yeah. Yeah. And I only know them as Banger.
Is Banger okay being called Banger?
Well, poor old
Actually,
Banger.
It's like the Bomber.
Yes.
Did I ever tell you how the Bomber supposedly got his name?
No, you didn't.
I asked him once. I said to him, why are you called the Bomber? Like, what's the Bomber? What's that from? And he maintains it's a footballing thing. Right?
Right.
And then he turns around and uses the expression, you know, rise like a salmon.
Rise like a salmon?
And that somehow got to, like, as in...
What's that got to do with Bomber?
To head the ball.
Right.
And I don't know, I still don't understand what the connection is with the Bomber.
That's him all over. Completely unintelligible. Isn't it? No, it makes no sense. Why are you called the Bomber? Because, you know, rise like a salmon. Yeah. Right, brilliant. Yeah.
Exactly.
Makes perfect sense.
That's what I'm saying. I still never got to the bottom of it. Actually, he'd have been a model to be called a Banger. I mean, being a butcher.
Yeah, yeah.
The Banger Brown would have been a...
Make much more sense. And he is a banger. Like, you know, there's bits hanging off him. Some would have suited him much better. There's a list today of the 20 most common nicknames used by the Brits, by the way. So you make you wonder what are the most common ones used in Ireland. So in England, the top 10 would be Rocky, Sunny, Chicken, Sparky, all right, kiddo, Wee Man, Shorty, Spud, Ginge, and
Spud
Big Man.
Spud made it.
Spud made it, yeah.
You made it in there, well done.
Yeah, I made it in, yeah. Big Spud head like me.
Spud Gallagher.
All right, Spud. And Big Man is the number one.
Big Man.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Wait, I'm calling foul on these. Well, certainly things like Big Man and Kiddo.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. That's when you don't know someone's name.
Big time, yeah.
It's like, you know... Although, having said that, I often say to you, all right, big man, That's
you say it every morning.
I do know your name, yeah.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? That is one of those. It's like me saying, all right, head. How are you, fella?
Yeah. What's the crack?
All right, kiddo.
Story boss.
That's story boss.
Yeah.
That's absolutely stop. 100%.
What's happening, man?
I don't know your name.
I'm the same, yeah. Oh, I'm the same. And I call everyone.
It's not that
names.
I don't know your name. I've temporarily forgotten. And I just, you know.
Yeah, but at least
I
you
don't
do
want
it.
To miss it.
At least you do it in a mannerly way. My dad would just go through loads of names until he got the right one.
Yeah.
Jeb, Jim, Jacob, Frank, Harry, Mary, Stuart. Stuart! How are you, Stuart? And they'd be just standing there
the,
waiting.
To the person?
Yeah, to the person, yeah. Wow. He'd do it to me. You'd think he'd know his son's name. I'd walk in, Stacey, Tiger, the dog. Helen.
Brilliant.
No,
that the
that's
dog
not
came
it. The young son, it. What's the name? Son, PJ. Yeah. That's it, PJ. Get me the remote control. Yeah. Yeah. So it's a better system.
And,
you're
and
your
I mean,
own.
For two on the list to be Ginge, I'm sorry, right? There's only a certain, there's a very specific
I
person
know.
That's going to get called Ginge.
Ginge, yeah, very.
Right. I can't, and that's number two.
Yeah, it
as
is.
As though you'd randomly call somebody who
Ginge.
Was the least bit ginger.
Yeah. Ginge. This is my girlfriend with black hair.
Everybody calls her
Everybody
Ginge.
Just calls her Ginge. Why? Don't know.
By the way,
yeah.
Number 19 on that list is a bit...
Jesus, yeah. Apparently that's the 19th that's most popular name, Jesus.
Most popular nickname.
Yeah, yeah.
In Britain. Is Jesus.
Isn't that a name that they give to people over there, though, to people who think they're God's gift? Isn't that kind of the thing?
Right.
You think you're great. You think you're God's gift. Like, you know, everyone should listen to me. All right, Jesus. Is it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Making...
That is very weird. If I ever saw somebody saying that, like, you know, all right, Jesus, what's the story? That just doesn't sound right at all.
No, anyway, in Ireland it wouldn't be all right, Jesus. You know, it doesn't sound right. It still feels like a swear word.
Well, you're right. Well, I mean, the number, absolutely. I tell you what the Irish one is, right? It's just occurred to me. Whacker.
Whacker. There's loads of whackers.
There's whackers everywhere.
And I never knew what whacker referred to. Does that mean
it's paddy, isn't it? Paddy, as in paddywhack. Whacker.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, whacker, I just thought it was little fellas for some reason. Yeah.
Why would you call a little fella whacker?
I don't know. It's like, all right, you little whacker, you little nugget, you little whacking around the place with your little arms and all. I don't know why. You know.
You little whacker whacking around the place.
Little around the place. Whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You know the way the legs go a bit quicker or something. If you're, you know.
Horse box, somebody said, is a common enough Irish
It
one.
Is, definitely.
But again, that me, to me, again, is another one that's, I don't know your name. All right, horse box.
Yeah,
it's, you know,
it's one of those. Yeah,
yeah. I would have thought Spud would have been a big one.
Definitely, here. Yeah. Here,
every Murphy in the place has been, probably
always,
been known as Spud.
There was always a git when I was growing up.
That's
and
the
I
one.
Never knew what that referred to either. It was always a git. All right, git.
Christopher, yeah.
What do you mean, Christopher?
That's what git is.
How is it? How does it come from Christopher?
You know, I think it's an extension of kit, Christopher, kit, git. They're all. I think they're all Christies.
Is that where that comes
well,
from?
I think so. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Somebody else has suggested Chief as a real Irish kind of nickname.
Yeah,
calling everybody Chief.
Again, like this, it's the names you just use, you know.
Yeah, and Sham.
Sham. Yeah.
But again, I don't think these are nicknames. To me, these are excuses.
They're excuses, yeah. Any of them could. Like, you wouldn't do it, but you could just go walk into a pub and not know anyone's name and going, hey, Foxy, what's the story, Nugget? How's it going, Tank? You're the kiddo. What's going on, Specky? Give us a point, big man.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
Noel Gallagher is in the papers this morning talking about how, despite the fact, and this it kind of rang true to me because obviously I have PJ here every morning or whatever, that he's talking about the fact that despite the fact that he's a multi-millionaire, world famous, adored by millions and millions of fans, that... Life is all very boring and all.
Well, he says he is a boring person. He says, you'd be surprised, he said, if you were to meet me, how boring I am. Yeah.
You see, the thing about this is, right, is this a ploy for you, from your celebrity crowd, right, to try and make us believe, us mere mortals believe, that
oh,
you're
stop.
Just normal?
As if I'm anything like Liam Gallagher.
Because, like, you had Robbie Williams not that long ago. He came out with similar sort of stuff, didn't he? About being kind of, you know, bored and he just likes a night in and he gave up on... Indoor camping and everything, and you know,
well,
he's
having his menopause. He
and
says,
every,
yeah,
yeah, and every so everybody's got, like all these celebrities come out and go, oh no, yeah, no, I just am. It's not like, you know what I mean?
No,
if you're
that.
A multi-millionaire, right?
Yeah,
like you make as a celebrity, you know, you're a multimillionaire. You've got money to do anything you want to do. You've got the fame to open doors, to get to do anything you want to do. And then they're going on about that. What chance of the rest of it? What chance of normal people got who haven't got millions?
Well, this isn't it.
I mean, if they're bored, what are we supposed to do?
Well, it's not just that they're bored. It's just that they're saying they're just bored. They're just regular boring people is what they're saying. Like, they go to the supermarket like normal heads. And,
yes, they and could be employing people, somebody to do that.
But,
and sharing the wealth.
But, mate.
They could employ a personal shopper to get their beans.
Well, Liam Gallagher probably could. But he says he goes to, like, Tesco or whatever, and people come up to him and say, what are you doing here? Because they think he should be constantly flying around in a private jet filled with head cases.
Absolutely.
You know?
But quaffing champagne and eating caviar.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have to. You can't forget they are still humans. I mean, to put you, you're using me as a reference.
Of course you take their side, being part of the, you know, Illuminati.
Oh, my God. Here we go. This is like...
That's you now running the world secretly.
Using me as an example.
I bet you there's probably lizard under you now if I was to scratch the surface.
Well, there is, but that's because of diet. That's not because of anything supernatural or weird or alien, you know.
Yeah.
But, like, I remember being at the petrol station on the Keys there. You know, the most expensive petrol station in the world. You know that one?
Obviously, because you're a celebrity. You could afford to be there.
Oh, because I was running out of petrol. I had to go to Limerick or something, right? And I pulled in there, and a woman, I was putting the petrol into the bike, and she goes, you're not very funny in real life, are you? Yeah.
While you were putting your
I was buying petrol.
And you couldn't even be funny, no? While you're putting... You couldn't put it in a funny way, no?
Yeah, but this is
for
it.
For the sake of that woman.
And people think you're supposed to be on stage all the time. It's like when you're just walking down the road and someone comes over and goes, go on, do it. You're like, do what? Do it. Do the bling. Like, I'm going to get bread. Do the fecking... Go on. Ah, don't be a tosser. It's your job.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
Scientists in Australia, they've gone the other way of that sort of, the survey we just did and said that actually, 1,000, well, I'm not even going to do the numbers, but basically women do love bad boys.
Right.
Women do love a bad boy. The old trope is real to a point because they only love a bad boy for a while. You know, they love a bad boy. They're attracted to a bad boy. The rebellious elf fella turning up. You know, they love a fella with who doesn't care about social norms. He's a bald spot and long hair. And a bunch of keys hanging off his belt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh.
Does that qualify as a bad boy,
yeah.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, and he smells of fags when he meets your ma. And, he, you know, all these things. They love a bad boy. But eventually it gets tired. It gets old. And they want to just go back to a fella who wears Birkenstocks in the summer and a cycling helmet.
Yeah.
You know, that eventually they go back to a reliable goody two shoes.
Sensible trousers.
Yeah, and sensible trousers and goody two shoes. And a fella who calls, you know, who picks up flowers at the petrol station and
stuff.
The
whole kind of image, the James Dean, the other bad boys.
Yeah, the bad boys. The Fonz.
The Fonz. Yeah, so that's okay. But it's a flame that fizzles away, isn't
that's
it?
Right.
It's a sudden rush, and then it's like, I'm over that now. I need a bit of reliability. Get me a man in a cardigan.
Get me a man in a cardigan. Get me a man who, you know, says, my God, love, are we staying up two nights in a row? You know, get me a man who says, to hell with my gluten intolerance. I'm having a roll. Get me one of them.
No, that's a bad boy.
Oh, that's a bad boy. I beg your pardon. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You go from that. You go from to hell with my gluten intolerance, get me a roll, to kind of like, no, I'll pass on it. You know what it does to my flatulence? Yeah,
you know what it does? It's just that you've had a hard couple of nights, love. I don't want to keep you awake with my farting. You know.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Somebody who's considerate and all that. So
yeah,
so
I'm going to go and fix that gate.
You've gone through that gamut or whatever the expression is. You've been biker bad boy in your youth.
This is amazing. Yeah.
Now you've become settled author.
Feels terrible when you say it like that. Doing me best. I mean,
see, that's the trouble, isn't it? We do sort of try and men rather than women, you know, whatever about the idea that women do like a bad
There's
boy.
There's an aspirate, yeah.
But I mean,
and like, women aspire.
Women are a bit more sensible about it.
Yeah.
And they realise that you trying to be a bad boy when you're anything but, you know, let's face it, I'm more doughboy than bad boy
and,
now.
Yeah, and so am I. I'm out on my bike, still feeling like a rebel. The wind in me face,
yeah.
Going to the supermarket. And then I get in and they move the peas and I'm like, oh, for God's sake.
And the difference is, once upon a time, your bike was, you'd straddle them, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Now it's one of those machines that goes,
looking at people going, that man's a head case. He's going 5 kilometres an hour over the speed limit.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
So,
I know.
Bad boy for a time.
They always come back to Mr. Nice Guy. Mr. Reliable, Mr. Popular Pants, Mr. Responsible.
Mr. Socks with Sandals,
Mr. I Don't Care. What the sunblock looks like all over me nose, it's bloody hot out.
Glory Days. It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
And stargazers, rejoice. Uranus is going to be huge on Monday. It's going to be like your abs.
Only on Monday.
Yeah.
It was the jeans, wasn't it?
I'm telling you, you are absolutely going to be spectacularly.
Uranus is going to be
Monday.
Huge on Monday.
It is to the naked eye. It will be visible to the naked eye. On a clear night, a basic pair of binoculars or an old telescope will always enhance the view. So you can use a couple of them. If you want a better look, and it will be absolutely huge. It's going to be
tough enough at the best of times to see Uranus, doesn't it?
Without some sort of optical aid. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a moment in time.
This is a real moment in time, and the ice.
I know it sounds, you know, a bit strange, like, but where would you look again? Don't just say the sky.
Well, it's in the space. Like, I mean, it's in the space where it fits.
Does it not give you any sort of bit to look towards?
It doesn't really. I mean,
just look up.
It says it's going to be close to Earth, but that's not a tip because we're actually there. and to me, it only happens every. Here's what it says.
I'm starting to think you don't know Uranus from your elbow.
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim on Radio Nova.
With InsureMyVan.ie, the van insurance specialists. See how much you can save at InsureMyVan.ie.
So there we go, folks. A few of the bits from during the week on Morning Glory, of course. Just in case you weren't with us, or you were with us and you thought, them two are so talented, I want to listen to them say the same stuff over and over again.
In which case, that's no problem. So, let's start.
Anyway, so what's the immediate, like, what's this week ahead?
Oh, this Show week.
Tell something. Do you know what I've turned into?
Loads of stuff.
I've just turned into the feckin' narrator on your life.
I'm sorry about that.
It's like we're doing the Truman Show. Right?
Yeah.
Was there a narrator in the Truman Show, actually?
No. Was there? No. I don't think so. It was like a reality TV show, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
And I'm kind of like...
That's just because you couldn't be arsed doing anything. Yeah, you come in and say, fuck, we're always talking about you. Fucking do something then.
I don't have any talent.
I never let that stop me.
Your man, what's your man that used to be on Big Brother?
Brian Dowling.
No, the bloke who used to do... The Geordie lad.
Oh, the Geordie lad that did the voice. Yeah,
that's it, yeah.
Day 53.
Yeah, PJ went to sign a book.
Yeah, well, you see, in fairness, that's about as interesting as my life is, in fairness, yeah.
My life is commenting on your life.
I trade place, I mean...
Anyway, yeah.
Next week, we're going to tell you all about how Jim is being currently...
Next week, PJ heads off to sign 2 books.
Yeah, which would be a record.
Anyway, we'll leave it for another week, will we?
Leave it for another week, thank you very much.
Just, if you could go and do some more
interesting
things.
Tune in next week where we tell you about Jim McCabe's crime-fighting escapades he doesn't like to go on about, how he was accepted 2 months ago to be a member of Mensa, and how there is a suspicion whether or not he was a murderer in the 1970s.
Brilliant. I'll take it.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie, or on the Nova app.